This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Noon Farm Show for this Monday, August 10th. This is John Michael Marty. Well, our new farm director, Katie Bold, starts today. We'll be talking to Katie in just a few minutes, and you're going to like her a lot. State Fair Museums named 10 Illinoisans of the day the winners for this 2015 edition of the Illinois State Fair. These are 10 people from different parts of the state who each day will be introduced and honored at the Illinois Department of Agriculture tent on Main Street. Included from our area, from Rushville, Kathy Redshaw. She'll be honored on the first day, Friday, August 14th, or the first day they're honoring someone. Kathy Redshaw from Rushville. Also on Monday, the 17th, Tom Moore from Jerseyville will be honored. The Illinoisans of the day. Every Illinoisan of the day will be a guest on their special day at this year's fair. They'll be publicly introduced and receive gifts along with a personal proclamation from Governor Bruce Rauner. The Illinois racetrack, known as one of the fastest dirt tracks in the world, hosts a large venue of great horse racing at this year's fair. Free admission and parimutuel wagering lets the avid horse fan enjoy and watch not only some of the finest horses in the state of Illinois, but also gives horse racing enthusiasts the chance to wager on one's favorite. Horse racing between the 14th and the 18th, Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, Monday and Tuesday, the 17th and 18th, and it's free admission in the grandstand. Post time is noon each day. There's no racing on the 16th or the 19th. Illinois wheat farmers and processors are invited to attend the Illinois Wheat Association's annual Illinois Wheat Forum. It's going to be held Tuesday, August 25th at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Highland. Attendees of the Illinois Wheat Forum will have the opportunity to learn more about new crop insurance features, nitrogen management, importance of marketing, 15-inch row wheat, and 2015 wheat variety trials. Participants also will have the chance to tour a number of exhibits featuring seed companies, millers, elevators, crop protection services, and other service industries. Now, it's August 25th at the Casey Hall in Highland. Registration is on site, begins at 8 o'clock in the morning. The sessions begin at 9. The forum will conclude at 2:40 in the afternoon. It includes lunch. For more information, call the Illinois Wheat Association Executive Director, Diane Handley. The number is 309-557-3662. That's 309-557-3662. You can also visit the Illinois Wheat Association website at illinoiswheat.org. That's part one of our farm show. Oh, a reminder, coming up on Thursday of this week, we'll have an interview with Joyce Fickrey from the Midwest Dairy Council. It's August. We'll see what Joyce has in store and what the dairy farmers have in store for us this month. Joyce will be here on Thursday. You'll hear that interview. Joining me for the first time, our new farm director, Katie Bowles. Katie, formerly Stark County Farm Bureau Manager, and now she's with us. How are you doing, Katie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on here, John.
What a great homecoming, let's hope, right?
Yes, I'm very excited to be back. I left after high school and went to college at Illinois State. Started my career with Illinois Farm Bureau as a manager trainee. Then wound up in Stark County and was a manager for about a year and a half, and this position came open, and now I'm sitting here in front of you. So,
well, welcome back to the home. I'm glad you are coming back to join us. We've all been very excited since your first interview back a couple of months ago. One of the things I wanted to ask, how does a young girl just out of college become Farm Bureau Manager in Stark County, and what did you do?
Great question. Well, I learned a lot of things and had some challenges along the way. That was my first career, so right out of the gate, I said that's my first real job in the real world. had a lot of fun and great experiences. As a County Farm Bureau manager, one of your main tasks is that you work for a board of directors. So each month you have a board meeting and you discuss issues and try to come up with programs and ideas and ways to serve your members. Another big part of my job was I actually had the privilege to teach Ag in the Classroom to kindergarten through second graders. So that was a lot of fun.
Well, they eat, so I guess they ought to know something about it, right?
Exactly. That was kind of our thought process, too.
And you said that you were telling me earlier that it extended beyond Stark County a bit, too. Is that right?
Yes. We work with several other surrounding counties. I was up north, so Henry, Bureau, Knox County, several others. We work as part of a region, so you have region meetings. You also have state meetings that would take place in Bloomington at Illinois Farm Bureau Home Office. Just lots of great experiences. I actually had the chance to travel to Washington, D.C. While I was a manager on a Managers to Washington trip. So just a really overall experience, a lot of neat things.
And I understand you spent summers out at the Pioneer Plant as well. Is that right?
Yes, that was during my college days. I worked part-time here in Litchfield out at Pioneer. A lot of great memories there. Worked washing pro boxes, actually. So not the most, I guess, beautiful task, but it had to be done. So...
Well, as it turns out, it got you where you are today,
and
it gives you more background, so that's worthwhile. One of the things that I wanted to touch base on as a final note, you're going to be our farm director. You're going to be doing what I've been doing for the last 2.5 months, and you're going to be doing it certainly much better because you've got a whole day to devote to it. I know that... incorporating a lot of local farmers and that type of thing is going to be a big part of what you're going to do. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that as well. I was raised on a small farm just north of Litchfield. My dad is Brad Bowles. My mom's Mary. Grew up with beef cattle, helped do chores, was very active in FFA in high school. I know some local farmers already, of course, being from this area. So I'm really looking forward to getting back in touch with those people and back to my roots, and I hope that I can do a good job for you guys.
And anybody who wants to get in touch with you, can Katie@WSMIRadio.com, right?
I've been told that's my new email, so go ahead and send them my way.
KATIE@WSMIRadio.com. We'll talk more with Katie tomorrow, and she'll be pretty much by the end of the week on her way. So welcome again, Katie.
Thank you.
That's our farm show for this Monday noon. John Michael Marty, we'll talk to you tomorrow.